Okay, welcome to part two.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, everybody. This is Inside Out if you are new here, but if you're listening to this, you might be have already listened to the first one where we talked about embarrassment.
Yep. You would know it's in two parts this week.
Yes.
Which is a little different, but
yeah, we're switching it up. We're trying something new.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and so welcome to part two, and we're just going to continue the conversation from last week.
Yep.
No, because I was thinking of something, but I'm like, wait, is this, I don't know when this is next, but oh, and that goes into it too, is that mom always told us our entire life, because I mean not you necessarily, but me, like I've always been awkward or like shy, I guess, and so she's always said like she was shyer before she had kids, and like having kids thrusts you into like having to talk to people.
Yeah,
and
which I hear that a lot, actually, not even from mom.
Yeah,
but like in general, of like once you become a mom or like have parent or right. have kids,
yeah,
like you can just say anything,
and yeah, like, and it's like chill. It's yeah. chiller. And I'm sure that's not the case for everyone. Mm-hmm. But even just from being a dog, like I this is connected to me just only being a dog mom, which is obviously just like a not the same thing at all. But like, I can understand that sentiment, because she's always said that, and I'm like, grandma, I'm like, yeah, okay, shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But now I get it. I believe now.
Now I actually, I look up to mom a lot in those ways now. Like lately too, I think, of like learning of like, have you always been like
so resilient?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how do you not feel embarrassed? And how, and a lot of it actually, I have to like even like shyness or whatever, if I'm feeling shy, I'm like, what would mom do? Like how would mom
I
act?
Agree. What would you do?
Really does help, like finding someone of like, or like another name for yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to act like her.
Yes. Or, I don't know, channeling like, someone. Yeah, yeah. Synergy for sure.
Yeah.
No, that is a really big helpful thing. I actually think that's like a very helpful thing that a lot of people try to do, is like, what would this person do in these situations? And I think it can be helpful.
I think
especially when you know the person like that, you know, like, but I do think sometimes when you're trying to do hard things or like feel things or whatever, or not feel things, I guess in this case, it is, that's probably really helpful.
Yeah.
And I also think that even the most confident people can feel embarrassed. Like there are some people like mom who is very, very confident, but she does still feel embarrassed at some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some things like,
we'll
get
Right. And I think that that's important to know too, is that like even the most confident people feel this feeling. So it's okay to like, not that that, you know, makes it okay to feel, but like, I also think it's like, sometimes that helps me of like, to remember it's like, it's a very normal feeling, obviously.
I agree. Yeah, it is so normal, but I do think it's like a lot of feeling embarrassed is kind of like how to go about it of like afterwards and what you do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like whether you're just going to like sulk in it and sit in it for like weeks, which is like, I think we've both been in those situations where you're on loop of like that particular thing and it's killing you. And then like, I feel like I was in that for a while, and I feel like I finally like as of lately got into the habit of like, no, you're fine. Like I have to trick myself and being like, no, they're fine. Like, I think I did it literally in when I was in therapy the other day. I said something like, I don't even remember what I said, but I said something and I was like, she probably like thought that was so weird of me.
Yeah.
And I had to be like, no, she's not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
No, right. She's not like, thinking about it.
You have to like catch it in the moment sometimes.
It, like literally. Totally. And that's actually one of my biggest tips for that, because
Now you can't even remember what it was.
I know. So, and it does help, because I'm like, nope, she doesn't know.
No,
she won't even care. She won't even be thinking about it. She has kids to go home to. Yes. She has, like, her life will go on.
No, exactly.
And that, that helps.
100%. And I also think, like, sometimes with those, like, I have a very, like, physical, visceral reaction to memories of embarrassment sometimes, or, like, when I am replaying things I've said, where I'm, like, driving and I'll think about it, and I literally have to scream at the top of my lungs.
I was literally, I was watching Madeline I forget her name. She's like with Call Her Daddy. You know her. And she was saying, I was listening before I got here, and she was talking about like how she has to like shake sometimes out of like embarrassment, and I was like,
that's
is us.
Yes,
like we've done that so many times.
Yeah, I literally are just like, I'm like, you or you scream at the top of your lungs. I'm like, oh,
it's like very like somatic. And like,
no, sometimes I'll do it while I'm talking to someone too. Like in that,
you have to shake it out, and I that really does help.
That's sometimes the only thing, and I'm just like, or I like immediately have to think of something else. Like I'm like, I have to replace that like the thought with something else. You know what I mean? But it's really so severe sometimes.
It really gets you down bad.
But I do think that helps. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you know, some people don't believe in the power of a good tummy belt scream.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to scream it out.
You need it sometimes.
Yeah, but in a shake, like, oh, like I get the shivers. That's what I would call it. Like, it's like a shiver feeling over your body. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Escape it. So that's okay. That makes me feel so validated that someone else feels like that.
No, I agree, because I was watching that, because I actually didn't know that video was even like about like embarrassment. She was just talking about it. And right. I was like, oh, this is great for me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Wow.
And that was the first time I've ever heard someone like actually say it. That.
Yeah, because I would probably never admit it. Unless we were on this podcast. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were in person with me, I would never say it to you if you were a stranger.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, mm-hmm. you are comfort people. So I'll tell you, but it stays between us. Because actually, I wonder, our secret. Right. Because the people who don't feel that feeling, I'm sure that sounds really crazy.
I agree. You have to be a certain particular person. fucking
wacky to feel that. But, yeah. I did find this, too, about embarrassment. That embarrassment is a painful but important emotional state. Most researchers believe that the purpose of embarrassment is to make people feel badly about their social or personal mistakes as a form of internal or societal feedback so that they learn not to repeat the error. And I personally actually do think I agree with this kind of thing. And what I mentioned, it helps in the future you kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. think back to those things on like, maybe I shouldn't do that to eliminate the feeling of embarrassment. Maybe that's why as you get older, you feel embarrassed less.
Right.
Because you are eliminating these things constantly.
Yeah.
You know?
You worked around.
Yeah. And not that the things that you are even doing, you should eliminate, but like the feeling of embarrassment, like processing it after, I think, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. That's what I was reading about too, is like kind of that resilience part of it mm-hmm. that comes with it mm-hmm. is like the more you get embarrassed kind of thing, like the less embarrassed you get kind of like, you know how to deal with it more.
Totally.
And like, maybe it won't be as much or like take like 2 weeks to process it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let it go.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So kind of in that way.
I agree. And I 100%. And I think it's like something that, that if I want to ever feel embarrassed, I know how to do it. It's to get drunk or drink anything and like be with people that I'm like not super comfortable with or like just in general. And we've talked about this before. I just like what anxiety, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But like that is one thing. Like I think back, I'm like, well, if I really don't want to feel embarrassed, maybe I shouldn't drink with those people or mm-hmm. whatever, or drink in general. Yeah. And so that's just like one thing that I can think back to like eliminating to like not feel that that I don't need to do, you know what I'm saying? Right, like like
you can pinpoint
because like those that because I was talking to Jared about this because he's like, that's the only thing that I've ever like seen you feel like embarrassed the entire day after. Like I'll like literally think back to like different things and I'm like, you know what you can remember when you were drinking, and I'll like talk about it mm-hmm. and he's like, it's like not that big of a deal, like you're okay, you're good, you know what I mean? And reassure me, but I'm just like, no, like you can't, because you can't fully, I think that's where it comes in. It, like you can't fully remember it sometimes. And so then it's like
haunting almost.
Yeah. Because you're like, if your brain's trying to like fill in the memory or something mm-hmm. and then it's,
yeah. And you, I feel like in that situation, you kind of try to see it from like a sober person's perspective, or like, what did they think? And then like,
I know. It
really goes down bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There are so many factors to that.
Yeah. Which in that case you do learn and like, oh, maybe I won't drink. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people I don't know are like.
Exactly.
A situation I will be embarrassed.
No.
In.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Right. And if I can't handle that, especially at that point in life, maybe it's not.
I mean in any situation though, you can pinpoint
and I think that could go with anything. Like before I ever was able to drink, like whenever I was younger, and I would just get like so fucking high on life, like, you know what I mean? High on life.
Okay, pure.
Yeah, dark alert. But like I would just like get so hyper. I was like very hyper kid and hyper friend, I feel like, to be around, like mm-hmm. annoyingly. And
I don't remember you like that.
Yeah, right. Well, I was. And I think at least I'm like 99. That's what I don't know. That's what people tell me too. But just in general, I just feel like, God, life is so peaceful when you just like care a little bit less.
I agree.
You know, I think that's maybe what this all comes down to.
I agree, because I think that's the only way to look at embarrassment, like embarrassing is like, oh, I'm actually allowed to be embarrassed. And I'm allowed to like say things that like, you know, people question, or like, I question.
Right.
Because and that also, makes me like not perfect, and I know I'm not. Like, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, and I also think that it also, it's like, if that person wants, like, what is the worst that can come out of this situation, or of like, me being embarrassed?
What, like, they're going to text you after and be like, that was you should not awkward. Do that again.
And, yeah, and you know what? I know those people exist. So if you do have those people in life that make you feel more embarrassed about those things, that is not the person in your life.
I agree. Kick them out immediately.
Yeah, immediately disperse, because that is not chill.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I genuinely do know that there are those people like that, which is actually crazy to me, because I thankfully, I don't think I've ever had like a friend like that. I think you have.
Yeah.
More than me, probably.
Yeah.
But I wonder. Right or no?
Who are you thinking?
I can say it and I'll blank it.
Okay. That's what I was coming to mind too.
Okay. Just like people, like, and they can be like really nice people otherwise, but it's just like, maybe it's their age or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And just like, I just think like some of those things are just like, it's maybe not the most helpful friend. And I think there's some people who can like vibe off of that. Maybe those, you know, people like that can be friends with each other. Which, we're just more sensitive.
I've seen that too. And like, I was actually just talking about this too, of like embarrassing, or not embarrassing friends, but like mean friends of like who pick on you and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, that comes across embarrassing to me. Yeah. Like, those things, like when people are kind of just like, they'll pinpoint like your flaws.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
It's like, that's embarrassing to me, because I'm like, oh, I'm the one out. Like,
yeah.
And you're coming for me.
No, 100%. And then
I'll be embarrassed about it, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you take your nose ring out? Or have you not had it in for a long time?
I haven't had it in since I lived in Lansing.
Okay. I thought so. I just thought I was going crazy, and I was like making sure, because I saw the dot on it, and I was
still
like,
there.
Yeah, you can kind of see like the hole. And I was like,
I was wearing more concealer today, so you can probably see it.
Oh. No, I don't. I just think, like, it's just because I was looking, to be honest. Like, and I was looking, and I was like, wait, she used to have one. Did she not have it for a while, or is this new? And I was just like making sure that, in case you took it out recently, that I need to validate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just being like that sensitive soul that you need.
Thanks, queen.
Yeah. I see you. That. You're so seen.
She sees me.
You were seen back then too. I'm sure I said it back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually been waiting for 2 years for you to notice.
Thank you. Finally.
Anyway. Okay. I digress. I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't know. That's actually, that one just came to me about the friend thing. And I'm like, that kind of makes me sad to think that there are friends out there like that still.
Yeah.
Like, people are going through that.
I feel like it's so much more fulfilling to have friends that actually, like, I think it's fine to be embarrassed, but I think friends who, like, can actually, like, be embarrassed together is something, like, to look forward to.
Right.
Like, where, you know, when we're, like, if something were to happen to both of us.
Yeah.
Like,
you vibe off of each other and, like, you feel embarrassed for each other, or, like, with each other.
With each other, or you would just, like, laugh about it.
Yes.
You would be like,
you laugh it off, and it's not a serious of like,
yeah, you wouldn't walk away, you being like,
are so,
it's like
fucking
quiet.
Embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even say that?
Like, wait.
Yeah, yeah,
what came across you?
No, right. And you can, it can be like a communal, like, funny thing, like inside joke now,
it,
at this point.
Right. I think that's the best narrative. Way to do it. Yeah.
I agree. 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also, like, this is something I also saw too, but embarrassment shows us that where we fit in and where we don't. Feeling embarrassed can even benefit our social group. People who show embarrassment are more likely to engage in beneficial or pro-social behaviors, like sharing and cooperating.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And that embarrassment is what's known as a self-conscious emotion. While basic emotions such as anger, surprise, or fear tend to happen automatically without much cognitive processing, the self-conscious emotions, including shame, guilt, and pride, are more complex. They require self-reflection and self-evaluation, which is what kind of we've been talking about, is like dissecting this. That's kind of where, what embarrassment is like afterwards, is like you rethinking and rehashing these things and dissecting it in a way.
But also, you, like, I think to process it, you would have, like, you kind of have to validate it of like, my experience of like, you know what, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're good.
Yeah. Right. And determining, okay, yes, it's embarrassing. Move on. No, it wasn't embarrassing. Yeah. Move on either way. You know?
Yeah.
I agree.
And, but I've, sorry, do you have more?
No, go on.
But to go along with that, like, being like, I feel like finding out lately, I think it's better to take the risk of being embarrassed than, like, being quiet.
Oh, for sure.
In my opinion. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, of, like, talking to, like, a new person, or, like, someone at work, or, like, starting a conversation.
Yeah.
I think, like, that's Like, well, if it can even go into that.
I totally agree.
You know?
Yeah, it's better to, like, lean on the edge of, like, oh, I could be potentially embarrassed by it if I were to speak or say something. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that's where a lot of shyness comes from right. my perspective, or anxiety.
I think that's what I'm, like, learning lately, because I do feel like I've been a little bit more shy.
Right.
As of lately.
Right.
But that doesn't resonate. So I'm trying to take more risks that.
Yeah. Because it's like, again, what is the worst that can happen? You can feel embarrassed. Okay, so what? Mm-hmm. Move on.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And again, easier said than done. But I think that that's something that is important. If you are like us, who sometimes can lean on that side. And I think like before 2020, mm-hmm. I had like worked through a lot of that kind of thing, that feeling like that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then when we like, the pandemic obviously happened, and then going back into the real world and things like that. We've talked about that in our like, social anxiety mm-hmm. podcast episode before, but to touch on it again is like that, like re-entering the world kind of thing is like, that is like the exact sentiment. It's like, would you rather just like not speak or not talk to people? Mm-hmm. Because that's like the other option, you know what I mean? Not leave your house, not talk to people.
I agree.
And like, what kind of life is that, obviously? But I think that just like forcing yourself to do it, exposure therapy, and just like mm-hmm. again, what is the worst that can happen kind of mindset.
Yeah, I agree.
Is helpful. Yeah. And again, apparently embarrassment's good for you. So it's, you're actually benefiting yourself if you are talking and getting embarrassed.
I agree. Yeah.
So,
I saw a quote, "I am cringe, but I'm free." It's not a quote. It was a comment actually.
No, that's a really big one. I would put that on one of those like Nicki Minaj flags, like, you know, like the Taylor Nicki, you know what I mean? Like the ones, Nicki Minaj flags, Taylor flags. Right. And it says, "I'm cringe, but I'm free." It's true, though.
That's my new motto.
I agree. I think it should.
It really is so true because, do you want to look back on your life and be mm-hmm. like, oh, like, I didn't live in any embarrassment? Like, that means, like, you kind of didn't.
No.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's why a lot of, like, I'd
rather be embarrassed.
Funny people, comedians, they lack, or, like they don't care, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that that's what makes them funny, and these things that, you know, like I'm sure some of them feel embarrassed after certain things, but like, I think that's like if you're looking at it and they did this one joke and it's like, they're embarrassed after, it's like, well, people laughed, you know, mm-hmm. like one person's embarrassment is another person's entertainment kind of thing. Like in the most positive way, not in like a snarky thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that, I think it's like so okay to be cringy.
I do too. Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I do too. And like silly, cringy, like.
Yeah. And my thing is, as long as you're being authentic, I think the only thing that is actually like cringy, whatever, I don't know what other word for it there is, but like thing that is more off-putting about someone is when it's something's not authentic. So I think mm-hmm. the most universally liked thing by me is like when someone's being authentic, whether that comes mm-hmm. across as something that's funny, embarrassing, whatever it is. I think that that's
they're being genuine and
right.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of that is like for me is like connected with like, I think a lot of social media, like being online a lot and like seeing specifically like people like saying like you can't be cringe or like taking anything as cringe. I think that does have a part in mm-hmm. it because it's like, oh, am I being cringe right now? And then it's like a loop, but it's like, I feel like I'm getting to that point of social media of like, I'm not trying to be like that, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. You can't focus on people's reactions to other people too much because I think that that's where it goes wrong. It's because like we have access to seeing people's reaction to someone's doing a certain thing and then them saying it's embarrassing or cringy or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And I think that is where it's, because it's like, I don't think I would have been able to deal with that growing up. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like me seeing someone else doing the same things that I do and then getting told that it's like, oh my God, that's the fucking cringiest thing mm-hmm. I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's where, mm-hmm. so it's like, you have to block that out. I don't know how you can't not, like,
I know, you have it would drive you choice. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because it does to me, like, for other people, like,
no, I agree.
Or, like, even me, like, doing things, you know, mm-hmm. like, thankfully, I think I'm old enough to, like, realize, like, okay, this is, like, I don't know this person commenting it. And so it's, what they're not talking about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I think, like, just realizing like that does not matter.
I agree,
but it's so
hard. I feel like I even like not so much like social media like posting and stuff, but I even feel like that view like within social media like apps I've kind of almost like put it on to a lens in my own life.
Okay,
you know what I mean, where like you can kind of like take it if like I don't know like coworkers thinking you're like embarrassing or like, you know, like, oh, cringing or cringe, I know, where it's like they're not thinking like that.
Yeah.
But I think that's, do you know what I mean?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
And actually, while you're talking about that, that makes me think of like this thing where it's like when people are like, they say like posting on TikTok is embarrassing, mm-hmm. or posting on Instagram is embarrassing or whatever it is, or trying to be a social media person or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like I've saw that recently where it's like someone was at their work and they were like, oh, you post on TikTok, that's so embarrassing, and mm-hmm. whatever. And it was just like a topic of conversation kind of thing. And I was just like, that's like so crazy to me. Like, I know people think that way, but it's so crazy to me that someone would ever tell someone that.
Yeah.
Let them like, feel like person. That in general. But because it's like you're thinking about that person's life so much. Like,
yeah, a little too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And because I've never had that, obviously, like I post whatever I want, whenever. Mm-hmm. But like, have you ever felt like that or no?
I have. I even felt like that in like high school of like, oh, you're even like you're posting a lot like on regular of like, which I definitely did. But like, you know, in that way.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. No, totally. That makes sense. And I think that, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually have too, because I've had many people in my life where they've like found my TikTok or anything of like, or like my other accounts.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's. Like, they've said stuff, like, not, like, mean, but, like, kind of make me feel weird.
Oh, right. Like, oh, I saw your TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, tried to get the point across of, like, oh, I saw it.
Right.
You should kind of be embarrassed kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, but,
yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. And that's what it makes me so sad that people do feel like that. Because I always see that, too, like, people who want to be content creators or just, like, post TikToks and stuff. And I'm, like, I do understand that that's, like, a really scary thought is, like, that you could be perceived as, like, embarrassing or whatever. Yeah. But... again, if that's the worst that can happen, like, I do think that's, like, so much so on the other person thinking that or saying that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know exactly, like, because I'm just now thinking of this, so I don't have a fully thought, you know?
Yeah, me neither. I know. I'm trying to,
But it just, it really bothers me. That's the only thing I can say. Like, that mindset bothers me so much because it's, like, so disheartening.
Yeah, discouraging. Yeah. So, everything. It's, like, not...
Yeah. And especially this day and age when I feel like everything should be so normalized, posting and doing whatever, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Also, there is some stuff within the brain about embarrassment that I have. So the analysis revealed that both guilt and shame/embarrassment were associated with the activation of the left anterior insula involved in emotional awareness, processing, and arousal. So shame, particularly toxic shame, is believed to be stored in various parts of the body as well, manifesting as physical sensations, tensions, and discomfort. Common areas where individuals may experience these bodily manifestations include the chest, stomach, and throat.
Wow.
Which makes sense because I do feel like sometimes when I'm embarrassed, like, I don't know. It's just interesting that that's where they're stored.
So interesting.
Aren't there things that you can do where there are energies stored in certain places, like your chakras or something? Mm-hmm. Chakra cleansing?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things you could do.
Reiki. Is that what they do? Reiki,
acupuncture. Okay. Like, oh, so many things.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering because that's what... made me think of that too, where things were being stored and things like that. Yeah, but
anyway. So interesting to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 You have anything else?
I have like benefits and stuff, but we've kind of talked about a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else with
that?
No,
go for it.
Okay. I wrote down like some benefits that I was like looking up and stuff, and so I'll just go through the list.
Okay.
Build, bond, connect was one of them. Like, you can build and bond with people. Like, we were saying, like, if you're embarrassed with someone, you can kind of be embarrassed together, which
100%
that builds a friendship and, like,
builds
lore
for sure. Yes. Yeah. Creating your story.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Another benefit is humility, or like being able to experience humility and being able to laugh at yourself, basically.
Yes.
That's a benefit. And
100%.
You can get in touch with that of, like, not taking it so seriously.
Yeah.
Which I've been learning, I think, a lot lately of humility in general and being able to, like, look back on things and be like, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
no, 100%. And I think
I'm good.
Like, valid human emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
And like feeling those and realizing they are human emotions and feelings. And so that means you're living a human experience.
Exactly.
Which it's like, again, on the other end of the spectrum, and you don't feel any of these things, you're living a very, like, you know what I mean? It's like more shallow experience.
Yes, for sure.
And so yeah. The benefit, mm-hmm. yeah, is that you get to feel these feelings. You get to feel these feelings.
I agree.
Not yeah. to go all.
No, but I agree because, you know, I mean, I felt like, not to, this is actually pretty deep, but like, yeah. I felt that like spectrum of like depression where you feel nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you feel like
right.
that side of it. And sure. I think now that I'm not feeling that and yeah. I'm feeling all the good things.
It's like, wow.
It's like, wow. And I can look back on it. And like, I don't want to not feel, I rather feel embarrassed than to yeah, feel nothing
at all. Yeah, or bad, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100,000%. I don't know. That's what I mean too. And yeah. it's like,
it's true.
That is part of the human existence. And yeah. And again, it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. It shows us we're human. We're just saying that
yeah.
we're allowed to make mistakes. We can understand others when we're embarrassed. It creates that like empathetic
yeah.
kind of version of us.
For
of
sure.
Like we were saying, like when someone else could be potentially embarrassed, like tripping.
Yeah.
We can look away and be like,
yes.
Like we get it.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. 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 Or you empathize with the person and like can talk them through it as well. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like when you're embarrassed yeah. and I'm like, no, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You can be like, why would you be embarrassed? More so of like, oh, I get that. Like, it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. 100%. Like,
walk them through it.
Yeah.
Being able to laugh at yourself and like bounce back quicker. Getting embarrassed can lead to being out of your comfort zone, which can lead to personal growth
mm-hmm.
and also builds confidence.
Okay.
Bonding with others because shared, oh, that's what I was just saying, shared mm-hmm. memories of embarrassment can bring people closer together.
Okay.
I also think it's important to, I feel like I've also, something I always say is like, if it's not, like, if I could if something mm-hmm. could be potentially embarrassing to me,
mm-hmm.
it, like, I have to think of it like, you know what? They're going to make it more embarrassing if anything.
Yes.
Like how people handle it, I think.
Oh, for sure.
And
yes.
Like, all goes into that. If they are embarrassed of mm-hmm. it in mm-hmm. like situations
mm-hmm.
where someone else could be thinking about it later on.
Yeah.
Like that's more embarrassing for them.
Them.
Exactly. To think about
it. What I always say that.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I always say too whenever I see like these videos or whatever of like people calling other people embarrassing or calling them out in general and like mm-hmm. kind of like calling them cringe, whatever it is. And it's like, it's that's so embarrassing that you would even say that to someone. Mm-hmm. So like in, it's crazy to me, the matrix effect of how it can be so, how you can be so much of what you are calling someone out mm-hmm. on for. And I think it's such a projection of insecurity sometimes.
I see it so much online yeah. of like even like Stitch videos.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
where people call out, like, creators. And, like,
uh-huh.
that was so embarrassing.
Does anyone else feel full body secondhand embarrassment? And
right.
don't get me wrong, I feel a lot of secondhand embarrassment a lot of the time. But
yeah.
I do think there's one way to go, like,
go
about those things. Like never tell someone that you feel so embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
It's just, like, it's it a mean person behavior.
But someone outward, like a third party, a third, like, person out of that,
yeah.
like, anyone else.
Yeah.
It just sees it as, like, projection of, like,
for sure.
We all know. Now we all know that you
yep.
are an embarrassed person.
Yep.
Which.
No, 100%. You told on yourself.
You did tattled. Tell on. Exactly.
You tattled.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, I just think there's so many benefits.
Oh, 100,000%.
Yeah. And so many good things.
Can right.
come
I'd
out
rather.
And be embarrassed.
Yeah. Like I said, and I'd look at, I'm trying, like, I mean, obviously, like, I did not feel, always feel this way.
No.
But I think, like, at this point in my life, like, I have to, I kind of have to, or else it's going to eat me alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these little moments that I feel embarrassed or whatever, if I don't get over it or, like, realize, like, it's normal, it's whatever, it's, like, it's not a big deal,
mm-hmm.
then it, I'll, you know, you let it consume you.
But,
and so I think like, I'm just going to start looking at it as like a learning opportunity, a funny little memento in my story.
Exactly.
This is,
it's something that made
the prologue.
Me get to this version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know? It's just a necessary thing.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Yeah. And also when we were looking like on, I was looking for like embarrassing stories on Reddit or wherever. I only found one that but like all of the other ones when I'm scrolling through reading people's like most embarrassing stories that like really stuck out with them through their life, I'm like, I do not think that's embarrassing. And I don't say that as like a non-validating thing. Like I say that as more of like a, I think like it's to put it into perspective, like that to me helps me with, if I have a super embarrassing story that people were to see, have seen or whatever happened, knowing that other people don't maybe think that way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, that's why I say it again. I think it's so valid to feel embarrassment or whatever made you feel like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. But reading through them, I just like was literally like
they don't,
worry about that. If anything, I think most of them are like funny or silly or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like so innocent a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like so not embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so again, I say that more as like, don't you worry about it, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I was riding a saddle, or I was riding a horse for the first time at a church picnic. When I learned to lean forward to get off the horse, the underside of my bra got caught on the saddle horn. I was 15 and well-developed. The person who brought the horse to me to the church was an older man. He was trying to help me. I was kicking because my feet couldn't reach the ground. Someone went into the church to get my mom, and she had to come out and help me. Never got on a horse again. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't blame you, because actually I have a horse story too. Mm-hmm. Well, not me. I used to get like a little bit embarrassed at horse things, but mom always told me the story of when they went like horseback riding once and their saddle wasn't on like tight enough or properly. Yeah. And so they like, while they were trotting or whatever, it like would turn to the side of the horse and they were riding on the side of the horse. And I'm like, I think that's more scary than embarrassing, not an embarrassing story, yeah, but I do think scary. That's just an interesting memento on that.
Yeah.
And I could see why she would be embarrassed by it. Well, I think it's like, oh my God, that's like, I feel so bad for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, that was the only one that I was like, I feel for it. Yeah. Or I felt embarrassed when I like can't get on the horse. Like I used to like, when I used to ride, I would always have to do like step on the steps to get on it. Mm-hmm. When a lot of people could just like put their leg in, swoop it over, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway.
It would get you.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Now thinking of it, I feel like I do, like in little moments, like you can, I just feel like it depends. Like you can just find so many niche things that are embarrassing to someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
I found one too that it is more funny. Like that was the first one I actually saw that was funny.
Yeah.
And it was from Reddit. And it says, I had a great day at a water park / outdoor pool, and towards the afternoon, a woman came up to me and whispered in my ear that I had a problem with my swimsuit. I reached behind and noticed a huge gap. The fabric was torn right in the middle, and you could see my white, untanned, like, butt crack. And I was running around like this all day, and no one said anything. Like, that is actually terrible.
See, that would get me. That would get me for a really long time.
That one would get me for years.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. I feel bad because it's like that. Like, again, if I saw someone doing that, I wouldn't even look. Like, I would just be like, no,
I'd be a carry on.
You know? Yeah. Right. Like, I wouldn't even think anything of it at all, because I feel like I have seen that. You don't think anything of it. I just. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel for that person, because then they have to think about that. Well, meanwhile, whoever saw that or even told the person that is not thinking about it.
Yeah, I agree. Which that one actually reminds me of, we were at a concert once, and, like, someone, like, told me I, like, had blood on my dress or something.
Well, I do remember this.
And I was really, that one got me, because I was, like, still kind of, like, I was definitely grown up and, like, in high school, but I was still, like, kind of, like, embarrassed about it. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Because that, like, that's happened to me before too. And for I think some it was reason, in public. Scene. And by a stranger and that kind of thing. And it's like,
they were behind me the whole time too.
That kind of thing. Yeah. But then you realize, like, there's like almost like a 0% chance that anyone was looking there, like, and saw and noticed what it was. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know. I agree.
But yeah. I do feel like as a girl growing up, you get told those stories, or like, to watch out for that, or like, never wear white pants on whenever
you're on your period.
So you have that in your brain already, and so you think you have to be embarrassed by it, I think.
Yeah.
When it's really, it's like, it's not a big fucking deal.
No, it wasn't, but I remember it killing my vibe.
I remember that too. And you were literally talking about it the whole time. I remember that. I felt so bad for you, because it's
I know.
That's the issue. It's like, I'm one of those people, it's like, if I see something in your nose, mm-hmm. am I going to tell you, because I don't want to risk embarrassing you?
Right.
I think there's a certain way to do that. Or
that's
whatever,
a good question of like, that's an internal debate my whole life of like telling someone like, you have something in your teeth.
Right.
The only people I'm really comfortable doing that with is like you and mom and like people immediately around me.
Yeah.
But, like, I still struggle with that to this day of, like...
I know. And people say it's, like, oh, you're a girl's girl if you do that.
I don't think so.
I'd rather someone, like, unless it's, like, you guys or whatever, I'd rather you just not tell me.
I agree. You know? There's so many sides to that. It's literally back and forth with those things. It just... I guess it depends. It's a lot of things, like, the... like, you have something in your teeth, like... So, like, I keep referring to mom because I think I'm like, or like you, like what I would do because I'm around you guys.
Yeah.
But like to mom, I know when she's had stuff in her teeth or whatever, I'll be like, wait, mom, like, look.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, right. A polite way of doing it. And I think there's a way to go about it.
When you're in public, I guess it depends on the situation. Like if you're in public, yes, I'll like let you know or whatever so that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. With you guys, I will.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is so weird. It's tricky.
I know.
Those things. That was a bad story, though.
What?
That Reddit one. Oh, actually, all of them and my story.
Yeah. Mine. God, it was so bad.
I was so embarrassed.
I know. But hopefully this helps you in your embarrassing. If you're going through I think to me, everything goes in phases for some reason in my life. Like, I feel like there are times in my life where I'm like feeling so embarrassed about every little thing. And there are times where I'm like, ah, fuck this. I'm not embarrassed about anything.
I agree. Just
depends. Ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
So if you're in and about of embarrassment or whatever, just hopefully maybe this could have helped you in some way.
Yeah.
And realize it's normal. It's obviously like, I feel like, okay, yeah, duh, we all know it's normal. But I also think sometimes when you're in that, you don't realize like other people feel certain things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially niche things. It's like, I didn't like... Until you talk about it and hear it, it's like, like, that's valid.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. I would like to know Taylor Swift's embarrassing moments. What does she think is so embarrassing?
I wonder.
Just saying. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed. Hope you feel less embarrassed and can go about it in different ways.
Yeah. No more embarrassing.
Yeah.
No more embarrassing. No more being embarrassed.
Embarrassment isn't real.
Yeah. 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 Right.
I'm just going to gaslight.
No, but that's like a shirt I found on Etsy. Actually, I did a video on this, or like my Etsy finds, and it was like a shirt that says like gaslighting is not real. You're crazy or something, or you're just crazy.
And I said
in the video, like, I thought it was so funny, and I was like, and it's true. And I was like, well, I hope people don't think I actually don't believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you get in your head and I'm just like, wait, I'm overthinking. I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm like some, like, you know, like the girls were like, gaslighting's not real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you guys, whatever, like, actually, who thinks that? Uh-huh. Like, it's just a funny shirt. You know, you just spiral and you're like, you're stupid.
No, literally, like, you take in every single perception ever could be existent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just landed on, if you get it, you get it. Like, if you know, like, yeah, that you gotta, kind of vibe.
Some things, like, you just have to leave it there.
Right, because I'm like, obviously, that's a joke, right? To most people. I can joke. It's okay to joke.
I want that shirt, though.
I know. I thought that was funny, too.
That's so good.
But anyway, so that's the end of our episode. Make sure you rate us on Spotify and Apple. Mm-hmm. And follow us on Instagram if you'd like. Our link is always in the description box. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel if you are on YouTube and want to watch the video version of every podcast as well.
So fun.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being here. We love you so much.
Thank you.
And talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.